Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Warned you about this. Second term, baby. I know Republicans are still sorting out what happened in 2012, but one thing they all agree on is they need to do a better job reaching out to minorities. Call me self-centered, but I can think of one minority they could start with. Hello?
Is the Savage Nation. There he is, the clown in chief, still playing the affirmative action game. Not good enough that he's president, you see. Look how far he's gotten race baiting. Why should he stop now? Why should he stop now? I don't know if any of you had the time or the inclination to tune in over the weekend to the so-called correspondence dinner, the so-called White House correspondence dinner, which has degenerated into a full-scale reality television show on the order of the real presidents of Washington, D.C., because he could be one of many candidates for the presidency. He would fail if this was a television show and they were trying him out. They'd say, nah, you know what? He's still playing that affirmative action game. That's not going to work. Nah, his ears are too big. But wait, it gets worse. It gets much worse. Now, there are no longer White House correspondents per se. There are White House stenographers. So what you're listening to is the White House Stenographer's Dinner, produced in its entirety by Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg, probably with a little advice from Harvey Weinstein. Listen to the next soundbite from the White House Stenographer's Dinner.
Everybody loves Michelle. She's on the cover of Vogue, high poll numbers, but don't worry, I recently got my own magazine cover. I get it. These days I look in the mirror, and I have to admit, I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist that I used to be.
See, he's playing to his own crowd. That's okay. They're all far-left radicals. That's okay. We understand that that's what the correspondents have become. They're nothing but stenographers for Pravda or Izvestia. We understand that. But I want you to listen. I'm deconstructing this for you, how clever Axelrod is. I mean, Axelrod, who is Obama's brain, it used to be said that Rove was Bush's brain, so it's fair. Turnabout is fair play. We can say with a certain high degree of certainty that Axelrod is Obama's brain. Axelrod is a genius. First of all, he got a totally incompetent socialist into the White House. That's number one. But number two, he's kept him in the White House. And now number three, he's decided that the way you stay in the White House is to triangulate your enemies by giving them exactly what they think you are and turn it into a joke. Are you listening? Listen to the next one, clip three. Clip three.
I guess. Library, and some have suggested that we put it in my birthplace, but I'd rather keep it in the United States.
See, again, take the reality of the question, since his father, as you well know, was from Africa, and his second father was from Indonesia, and he went to a madrasa in Indonesia. All not a big deal, but nevertheless, there are questions still surrounding that issue. Again, put it to rest with a bad joke. Now listen to clip four.
Even after all this time, I still make rookie mistakes. Like, I'm out in California, we're at a fundraiser, we're having a nice time. I happen to mention that Kamala Harris is the best-looking attorney general in the country. As you might imagine, I got trouble when I got back home. Who knew Eric Holder was so sensitive?
Okay, all in bad taste. So what question can I ask you? The answer is no question. I will say that there's a news article, record number of killers and rapists being released from upstate prisons, many returning to New York City, but that wouldn't relate to this story, would it? No, so we'll go back to this issue of the White House stenographer's dinner. Do any of you have any comments about the performance that Obama put on before this disgraceful audience of sycophants? If you'd like to chime in, I'll do this for a few minutes. Get it off your chest. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. 855-400-7282 to the last word in talk radio every day. 855-400-7282. There's another topic I'm going to get to today, which is Syria. The neocons of today, including Israel, pushing them, want Obama to take military action to topple Assad in Syria. I oppose it. I opposed it on Friday. I oppose it on Monday. I've never seen it happening again, but it's happening like a nightmare before my eyes. Do you think Obama should take military action to topple Assad in Syria? 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. Let's go to the next soundbite. We go to clip. The next clip, please.
And, of course, the White House press corps is here. I know CNN has taken some knocks lately, but the fact is I admire their commitment to cover all sides of a story, just in case one of them happens to be accurate.
And triangulate the opposition.
Some of my former advisors have switched over to the dark side. For example, David Axelrod now works for MSNBC, which is a nice change of pace since MSNBC used to work for David Axelrod.
Well, okay, fine. You know, even a stopwatch is right twice a day, so he was correct about that. Now, the reason they have street rats like Al Sharpton on MSNBC, a man who has no education, no experience, reads a teleprompter, is vile on every level. The reason he's on the air making millions a year is because isn't it cheaper to put a street agitator behind a microphone and a camera than, God forbid, he should be picketing outside General Electric with his rent-a-mob saying, David Immelt, how come you pay no taxes on $5 billion in General Electric income? So isn't it cheaper to pay a guy like him a few million dollars a year to keep him off the streets? I mean, think about it. It's a good business investment. You haven't heard from Jesse High Jackson, have you? I wonder what he's knocking down today. So this is an interesting thing, the White House stenographer's dinner. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to clip six.
Did you know that Sheldon Adelson spent $100 million of his own money last year on negative ads? You've got to really dislike me to spend that kind of money. I mean, that's Oprah money.
Okay, let's stop right there, to spend that kind of money. How much did George Soros spend to try and knock George Bush out of power, Obama? I mean, you want to be honest? You are hated by over 55% of the American people. That is just about the number of people who actually pay taxes. They despise you because they know that you're dismantling the country and basically robbing them. That's what you're doing. So let's start with clip six again. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. If you want to get into the Savage Nation, give it a shot.
Did you know that Sheldon Adelson spent $100 million of his own money last year on negative ads? You've got to really dislike me to spend that kind of money. I mean, that's Oprah money. You could buy an island and call it Nobama for that kind of money.
Now, who was it who created Nobama? Who was the first talk show host in America to coin the phrase Nobama? Why, it's Michael Savage, but you wouldn't know that. That's right, but it was Michael Savage. Finally now, you're not going to believe the last soundbite. This is the most vile, it's the most juvenile, it's the most insightful, and it's certainly not at the level of a president. This is something that a demagogue on the order of Huey Long would have used back in the 1950s. Listen to clip seven.
I am not giving up. In fact, I'm taking my charm offensive on the road. A Texas barbecue with Ted Cruz, Kentucky bluegrass concert with Rand Paul, and a book burning with Michelle Bachmann.
Shame on you. If you had the capacity for shame. This is the Savage Nation. If you get a comment on these statements by the so-called president, the phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high quality, genuine American made shutters that always go.
Days of traffic, not too bad out there, but a couple of incidents, like in Livermore. We started a couple hours ago with a stalled big rig. Well, that's long gone. Now there's a new stall. Eastbound 580 and North Livermore Avenue. Second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic is starting to back up behind it. It was already sluggish through Livermore because of those earlier problems. Overturned car, northbound 680, Scott Creek Road in Fremont. All the activity off to the right shoulder. Had some earlier problems for the Caldecott Tunnel. Eastbound 24, it's gone, but traffic is not slow from 580. 80 through the tunnel into Orinda. Eastbound 80 looks not too bad right now, just slow leaving the 101 split onto the lower deck. Maybe the biggest delay of the afternoon out in Antioch. Earlier problems there backed up eastbound 4. It is slow from the Bailey BART station out towards Summersville Road. And in the South Base, heavy traffic. Southbound 101 starts about San Tomas Expressway to Oakland Road. Southbound 87 slow leaving 101 down past 280. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
We will find out who did this, why they did this.
Information is power. Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community.
Everybody loves Michelle. She's on the cover of Vogue, high poll numbers, but don't worry, I recently got my own magazine cover. I get it. These days I look in the mirror and I have to admit, I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist that I used to be.
How do you feel living in a country where a president is so in love with himself that he would revert to, I don't have words for it. Do you feel good knowing your president is basically a nightclub performer? Let's put it to you that way. Now, many of you will say, ah, come on, cut him a break. He's just having a good time. Don't you think it's quite worrisome that there was no criticism at a roast? Normally, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is supposed to be a roast. No one roasted him. They're afraid of him. And I've said to you before that this is the most feared administration in modern American history. Every poll is now confirming what I've told you. Just as I told you, there's a minimum of 33 million illegal aliens in the country. While they were telling you 11, now that was quoted last week, they got it from me. I'll tell you again, this is the most feared administration in history. Many of you will say, good, 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 you right-wingers ought to be afraid of him. Well, you better look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you want to be afraid of your government. Is this what you worked for all your life? To have a government that accrues 2 billion bullets and acquires tanks for use on American streets, hollow point bullets, and by the way, your great Department of Homeland Security could not stop the Muslim bombers in Boston, could they? So what are those hollow point bullets for? So far as I know, DHS didn't fire a shot in Boston. So who are they getting ready to fire their shots at? Many people are asking that question. But let's go back to the two main questions. A, how do you feel about Obama acting like a nightclub performer? B, how do you feel about the fact that there are no longer any correspondents covering the White House? And C, should Obama take military action to topple Assad in Syria? You know where I stand on that. Personally, I believe this is the tail wagging the dog on Syria. It's a very serious issue. I recognize that. But Israel has been given weapons upon weapons upon weapons upon weapons. France is closer than the U.S. Britain is closer than the U.S. There are other nations closer to Syria than the United States. I am totally opposed to one American getting killed in Syria. If we have learned nothing from the misadventures in Iraq and Afghanistan, then what the hell are we ever going to learn from? 855-400-7282. You're listening to The Savage Nation. Let's begin in Washington, D.C., where apparently there's some listeners to The Savage Nation. Bruce on WMAL, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. How are you tonight? Hello?
Bruce, I never answer how I am. The call screener should have told you that. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in Emporia, Virginia, if you can believe that.
What's your main point, though, Bruce?
My thing is I agree with you. We shouldn't go into Syria. But this knucklehead is almost painting himself into a corner. He's like, you know, me telling my grandchild, don't you do that again, I will slap your hands, and I don't slap her hands. Don't you do that again. Now, I mean it this time. I mean, hand me up.
Right, right. He said that if there's chemical weapons, that's the green line, and he can't cross it, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Bruce, there's no evidence that chemical weapons have been used. Remember that when Saddam Hussein used sarin gas on the Kurds, there were images throughout the world of the deaths and the dying. It was horrible. And that was pre-cell phone. With the advent of the cell phone, the iPhone, the smartphone, the dumb phone, your phone, her phone, his phone, the terrorist phone, don't you think we would have seen some images of the chemical weapons in use by now if they really had been used?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, if they do come to that point, I mean, this guy has told us.
All right, so you're saying we don't know if chemical weapons have been used. I doubt it. There's no evidence to assume that they have been used. And we've learned what a misadventure we had with the fake WMDs under George Bush. I mean, certainly America's not that idiotic that it's going to repeat the same mistake again, are we? Who knows? We could be just as idiotic as in the past. But nevertheless, whoever's pulling the string of the presidency, and I terribly fear that it may be the military-industrial complex who is starving for more contracts, something's wrong with this picture. Hagel the Bagel, our defense secretary, goes over to Israel and suddenly comes back and he says that there's chemical weapons have been used. It sounds very self-serving to me. on the part of Netanyahu to want the U.S. to do their dirty work. Isn't that what it looks like to you?
Well, yeah.
All right. What am I asking a rhetorical question for? It looks to me like it's very self-serving on the part of Israel. I understand Israel's fear that if Syria has chemical weapons, God forbid they could launch a missile at an Israeli town, village, or city and kill thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. I understand that. But is this America's immediate problem? When in the world do we take care of our own? When in the world do we use the military where it should be used, which is on the border with Mexico? When in the world do we stop sending our boys to die on foreign shores in civil wars? When in the world does this country not keep repeating the same mistakes that they made in the past? That's my feeling about the issue. Perhaps you don't agree with me, but that's what am I going to do? It's a big country with a lot of people in it. 855-400-7282. Let's take another call on another topic. On WABC in New York, Anna Lee, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. What I'm seeing is fear from the people from this administration. I think those jokes were meant to make him more likable because something is going on in this country where people are rising. People are so angry at this point that I think they're afraid of the people. And I think those jokes were to be self-effacing, to show, you know, that...
Well, you think I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist that I used to be with the morons in Hollywood laughing at that? Why would he say a thing like that when he knows that that's what a good majority of Americans think about him?
I think that he has them in the tank already. I think that whole bit was for people out here because I think they're afraid of us. And I think that's...
Well, what's there to be afraid of? They have 2 billion bullets and tanks for use on American streets. What do they got to fear? After all, if you're not a Muslim, they're liable to kill you. I mean, the CIA, the FBI knew who the terrorists were, didn't they? They were in touch with them, talking to them, reviewed them, wiretapped them, talked to the mother, talked to the father, talked to the brother, and did nothing. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that I have nothing to say up against your genius. I just think you're...
No, I'm not trying to put you in a corner. No one's been fired. Why is the FBI director, Mr. Mueller, not resigned? Why has nobody resigned? Why has the DHS director not been forced to resign by the fraudulent Republicans? Why is Janet Napolitano still in her job? She failed us. Why is Robert Mueller not resigned? He's done a very good job up to a point, but isn't it time for him to move on? Or is it possible that we get someone even more Muslim-friendly than Robert Mueller? Someone even more adverse to listening to the real chatter instead of listening to the real nationalist?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fouts, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Oakland police are asking for help in solving the murder of Brandy Martell, a transgendered woman who was murdered 1 year ago today. Police say Martell was shot and killed by one of three men who approached the car she was sitting in at 13th and Franklin Streets. Friends and family believe the 37-year-old was killed because of her gender identity. NBA veteran Jason Collins became the first active male player in the four major American professional sports to come out as gay. The 34-year-old 24-year-old center who has played for six teams in 12 seasons and went to Stanford wrote a first-person account that was posted on Sports Illustrated's website today. Taking a look at the roadways, still that stall eastbound 580 at North 1st. Second lane from the left is blocked. New crash San Jose, southbound 101 Tully Road. That one should be off to the right side. Northbound 680 Concord Avenue on-ramp. An accident there creating some delays. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high-quality, genuine, American-made shutters that always garner compliments. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during their special spring sale on now. Again, 800-378-5599 or danmer.com.
Danmer Shutters, license number 574304.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens onto juries. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about two topics tonight. One is the freak show called the White House Stenographer's Dinner the other night, which reached a new low because it was produced entirely for Hollywood, by Hollywood, for the entertainer-in-chief. Without any ribbing, without any roasting, it's astounding to see that we've degenerated to this level so rapidly. And then we're talking about the fact that neocons of today and some foreign entities, I believe, and military-industrial folks are trying to push us into Syria. I agree that the president is right, by the way, in dragging his feet and not taking immediate military action to topple Assad in Syria. First of all, why don't you analyze what will happen if they do topple Assad? That's number one. First of all, you're going to alienate, possibly provoke Russia into something you don't want. You see, Russia wants Assad in power. Why? Because Assad is not an Islamist. Assad is a Stalinist. Do you understand what I just said to you? Just as Saddam Hussein was not an Islamist but a Stalinist, and foolishly Bush knocked out a Stalinist and put in an Islamist into Iraq and in Egypt, Do you want another Islamist now in another country in that area? Think that through. Secondly, who are the rebels? Who in the world thinks that the rebels are good guys? There are no good guys here. You've got a very bad situation that would get much worse if you knocked out Assad. There's a middle ground. The middle ground is to weaken Assad. The middle ground is to possibly give the so-called rebels a portion of territory for themselves. In other words, you can divide Syria. There's no sacrosanct Syria. If you look at ancient lines, what is Syria? Syria, Assyria, Lebanon. Look in the ancient maps and see if there was a Syria. See anymore if there was a Saudi Arabia. There was no Saudi Arabia. There was no Jordan. Most of you don't even understand there was no Jordan. All you hear about is West Bank, West Bank, West Bank. Israelis stole the West Bank. But you're ignorant. You're ignoramuses if that's all you know. Because there was no Jordan till 1947. When it was carved out of the desert of Arabia by the sheriff and given as a gift to the sheriff of Mecca. You don't understand, Jordan was created out of desert air and given to the Jordanians to run for themselves. So you have to understand that these areas, these nations, are not set in stone, so to speak. And if you've got a civil war, you can divide a nation. The international community can come in and divide a nation. You look at Bosnia-Herzegovina. Look at the Serbs and the Croats. Certainly, Clinton came in and killed the Serbs in order to make sure that the Muslims were able to steal Kosovo from the Serbs. Kosovo had been part of Serbia since the 1300s. You wouldn't know that either. You were busy laughing at the buffoon-in-chief's jokes. But Kosovo's been part of Serbia since the 1300s. It was stolen from the Serbs by Bill Clinton and his NATO socialist friends because the oily tracks run through Kosovo, as I wrote in 1998. But I don't want to confuse you with too much history. I want to stick to the facts. Should we go into Syria? My opinion? No. Your opinion may be different. Your opinion may be different. Perhaps you are a gung-ho militarist and are dying to see American boys die in Syria for the greater good of mankind. Well, isn't that nice? Well, why don't you go over there and fight the rebels? Fight with the rebels. After all you good liberals who think we should go in there, you had relatives intergenerationally. You had relatives go and fight in the Spanish Civil War. They put down their sewing machines. They put down their linotype machines in the 1930s. And the international brigades went mainly from New York's communist ghettos to fight alongside the communists in Spain against Franco. They killed priests. They butchered civilians. They were some of the most vicious, brutal scum that had ever entered war. Those wonderful heroes of the Spanish Civil War. You don't know that either because the movies never taught you that. Katzenberg, and Spielberg never taught you any of this. I'll teach it to you. So, as I'm saying, if you're such a hero and you want war in Syria, why don't you put down your website and why don't you go join the international brigades? Go over to Syria and fight with the rebels. After all, you could be a real wild James Dean. Think of the friends that you'll make, lifetime friends. Think of the international experience you'll get. Think of the girls you'll get in the thrall of war with all the excitement of bloodshed and death. It's all very romantic, isn't it? As long as you're sitting over here reading about it. Why don't you go over there and see what war is? It's a disaster. Ask anybody who's been punched in the nose or been in a fight or been in a war what war is like, and you understand war is hell and war is not to be repeated again. This country is still bleeding to death from Iraq and Afghanistan. We should not go to war. Absolutely not go to war. And I agree with President Obama for dragging his heels, and I don't care who tells him what. That's all. Florida, David, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael. They say Obama was funnier than Conan O'Brien, but as NBC found out, that doesn't really take very much.
Conan O'Brien is a very embarrassing human being. He's put in by the government media complex. He has no humor whatsoever. The lines are tepid. He has no cutting edge to him. He's nothing. He's a hack of the Stalinist regime.
Unfortunately, we don't pay our president to be a stand-up comic. We pay him to stand up to our enemies, which he's done precious little of.
That's very well put. That's right. No, he doesn't stand up to anyone except the American people who pay taxes. Those are his real enemy. Do you remember after the Boston bombing what Axelrod said? Do you remember what that man said? He said the president is of the opinion that it's a Tea Party member. Do you remember that?
Oh, boy. I'm glad I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes. They were asking him who they thought did it and why he didn't say anything about in his first speech after the Boston bombing. They said, why didn't he mention a terrorist attack? He said, well, the president doesn't know, and he basically thinks it's probably some patriot. Oh, no, he said it's probably a patriot with a tax day revolt. Somebody with a tax day revolt. That's exactly what Axelrod said. That shows you the so-called mindset of the comedian in chief. Okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it with your medical marijuana. 855-400-7282. What do you think about Syria? You think we should go in there and fight? I'm still waiting for someone to say we should go there and fight. I'd like to hear this. Steve, on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, there's nothing left to say on a subject after you're done speaking. The only thing I could try to add, which is the same thing you said, is what do we need, another Libya? It's a shame that these people are getting killed and dying. That doesn't mean our men should die, and it will be...
Steve, you're in New York. I assume you're a conservative listener. You must have liberal relatives and friends. Are they calling for war in Syria?
I don't know. If Obama does it, they'll think he's God. These people are idiots. Have so many...
Are you telling me that the liberal base wants him to send troops to Syria?
They don't want anything. Whatever he does will be great.
In other words, there's no thinking. It's whatever he does is good.
Sadly to say, and I dissent him, unlike you, who just said you stand behind him when it comes to Syria and not fighting with them.
Yeah, well, I agree with him. Even a stopwatch is right twice a day. And even if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, it's the right decision. Sometimes no decision is a decision, which is a good one when it comes to war. Florida, Mike, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Dr. Savage, this guy here, he reminds me of guys I grew up around in the Bronx and in the days when the gangsters could do whatever they want. That's the air that Obama gives me. He's like a gangster, but he's not a gangster. Because a gangster would tell everyone, I'm going to bust you up if you don't listen to me, which he never does. But he acts like he's a gangster. He's so pompous, and whatever Obama says is what it's going to be. It's just unbelievable to me. I don't know how this guy ever got in there. What has happened to America that...
He doesn't behave like a president, doesn't talk like a president, doesn't walk like a president. And he's a thug. Basically, behind that comedy, there's a thuggish attitude, is what you're saying.
Exactly. He's got a thuggish attitude, but he doesn't know how to be a thug. He's not a real thug. He thinks...
Well, here's the thing. Real thugs don't act like thugs, by the way.
Exactly. I don't understand this fellow and his wife.
He's very threatening to those who pay the taxes and pays the bills. He's very accommodating to Mexico, Mexicans, illegal aliens, and non-taxpayers. Why is that? Why do you think he's courting illegal aliens from Mexico? There's an obvious reason. Because the more people he has in the country who don't understand the language, the more easy it is for him to get his cronies and his ideas pushed forward because they don't even understand what's being voted on. They vote in block. They vote D, 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 and that's the end of it. And they wind up with a country that gets a D on the report card. 855-407-282. No, you can't press D at the polls and expect to get anything more than a D in your results. Kansas City, Michael, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I don't think we should go into Syria. It seems that we're surrounding Israel by the Muslim Brotherhood with military weapons.
Well, now, Assad is not a friend of Israel, though. Let's start with that. He's a severe enemy of Israel. But, here's the but, this is something people don't know. Assad has respected the international peace treaty regarding the Golan Heights ever since it was signed. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
And are you also aware of the fact that the so-called rebels have now probed into the Golan Heights and it is thought that if, God forbid, they should take over Syria, they will engage in a war with Israel almost immediately. So why would Israel want the U.S. to bring down Assad? I'll never understand.
I don't either. I'm a Christian, so I read the Bible. And when I read the Bible, it says that Damascus will be in ashes towards the end of days. I think Christians need to keep up on their current events.
Well, the Christians that are still living can do that. Those who were dying in Egypt, which you know nothing about, because of the vile individuals at the White House Correspondents Dinner, so-called, won't even tell you that the Islamists put in power by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are killing Christians and burning churches to the ground. Are you aware of that as a Christian?
Yes, I'm aware of that also. I have one more comment I'd like to make about hollow point rounds.
Yes.
My grandpa owned a Magnum 45 caliber handgun with hollow point rounds in it, and a 45 caliber hollow point round will go through a Kevlar vest. And people want to keep their guns. When they come knocking door to door with hollow point rounds, it's going to be hard to do.
You said a hollow point round will do what? It'll go through what?
A 45 caliber hollow point round will go through a Kevlar vest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be why Janet Napolitano needs them. Oh, she certainly didn't fire even a BB gun at the terrorists in Boston, did she? Where was the Department of Homeland Security in Boston? I didn't even see them there. Were they there? Were they busy reading their training manual on how to subdue the population at the time of an insurrection? So this Syria thing is very worrisome, by the way. It's a very worrisome situation for Americans. We know now that the brothers Tsarnaev were double agents who betrayed the United States, according to Debka file. We all suspect there was a Saudi cell suspected in the Boston bombings, which has been swept under the rug by Barack Obama and his minions. We understand all of these things, those of us who have studied this. But Assad, as evil as he appears to be, and as great an enemy as he is to Israel, he is actually sitting on a cliff edge, the whole nation of Syria. Is sitting on a cliff edge between Al-Qaeda and Assad. You have to understand it's one or the other. Who do you want to do business with? Have you read any of this? Do you understand that the rebels that the Anderson Coopers are so in love with because they're so dramatically romantic, wearing those tight jeans and they have Blackberries or whatever, smartphones in their back pockets? Do you realize that the rebels are Islamists? Do you understand that? Not all of them, certainly. Just as not all of them in Egypt were, but the young boys who went to Berkeley and then went back to Egypt, why, they're not running Egypt now, are they? No. Oh, no, it's the mullahs. It's the mullahs who are now running Egypt and the mullahs who will run Syria. So be very careful. Assad on one side, Al-Qaeda on the other side. Don't say rebel, say Al-Qaeda. And you'll have a closer approximation of your choices. My answer is it's a civil war. Stay out of it. It's that simple. Why do you want us to go into Syria? Now, hold on. This is very important. Lindsey Graham, who's one of the most deceitful of all senators, I don't mind a liberal like Schumer because he is what he is. That's like knowing a dog as a pit bull or a poodle or a golden retriever or a boxer or a Weimaraner or whatever. Graham is a deceitful man because he isn't what he pretends to be. Schumer is what he pretends to be. Schumer is what he is, rather. He doesn't pretend to be what he isn't. Graham pretends to be a conservative when he's nothing. Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, is a trial lawyer primarily, and he's up for, you could buy him. You could buy him for the right amount of money, it looks like to me. I know you like him because he's got an R next to his name. Lindsey Graham, who is totally in favor of flooding America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, because apparently the right people have greased the right skids in his district, is now all in favor of going into Syria. Now, why is that? Because AIPAC probably also put money in Graham's pocket. I know this is hard for you to bear and hard for you to hear. And I'm a friend of Israel. I know it's the greatest democracy in the Middle East. That doesn't mean that American boys should die for Israel ever again. It's that simple. There has to come a time when they have to fight their own battles all over again. They can do it. They have the weapons. They have the manpower. They can do it. Listen to clip 8 as Lindsey Graham.
If we keep this hands-off approach to Syria, this indecisive action towards Syria, kind of not knowing what we're going to do next, we're going to have a war with Iran because Iran's going to take our inaction in Syria as meaning we're not serious about their nuclear weapons program. We need to get involved, and there's a growing consensus, Bob, in the U.S. Senate that the United States should get involved.
In other words, enough money has been spread around to enough of the horses' asses in the Senate that they want your neighbor's son to go die for the foreign enemy, the foreign agents who've put the money in their hands. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Days of old traffic. Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 North Flint, have a stalled car blocking a lane there. Traffic backed up through Livermore because of earlier problems from North First. Speaking of North First, westbound 580 at North First, a new stall there. That's got the right lane blocked. Overturned car Highway 12 eastbound at Warm Springs in Sonoma County. Look for some delays. And eastbound 4 at 242. New crash. That one's in the left shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about our revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
La, la, la. After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack.
His clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Whether you're trigger shy or a sharpshooter, hit bullseye after instruction and range time at U.S. Training Group. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Attention business owners. A recent study revealed that only 1 in 10 business owners actually have a written plan for how they're going to grow their business. Yet those that have one achieve 50% more. In addition, if you have someone that holds you accountable, you achieve almost 400% more. This is Tony Robbins. I've helped businesses from more than 100 countries.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the 6-year best-selling book, The Ultimate Sales Machine.
Chet and I have created the most advanced business growth opportunity you'll probably ever experience.
A chance to learn and apply the most advanced concepts in management, marketing, and sales. Get a growth plan beyond anything you've imagined, and then actually have a master business coach hold your feet to the fire to track, monitor, measure, and implement weekly.
But please don't waste your own time if you're only about information without implementation. That's not us. But if you're serious about making your company stronger, more profitable, then start by getting a free growth plan at our expense, not yours. Leave us a voicemail with your email at 800-299-6444, and we'll email you the most advanced business growth plan you can imagine. That's 1-800-299-6444.
On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens onto juries. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So Lindsey Graham, who's in favor of flooding America with 30 million illegal aliens, is now in favor of flooding American troops into Syria. So tell me who Lindsey Graham is. Listen to clip 9.
If we don't change course in Syria, it's going to become a failed state by the end of the year. It's fracturing along sectarian ethnic lines. It's going to be Al-Qaeda safe haven. The second thing, the chemical weapons, enough to kill millions of people, are going to be compromised and fall in the wrong hands. And the next bomb that goes off in America may not have nails and glass in it.
Well, we have a Department of Homeland Security and a CIA and FBI. If only they paid attention to those good folks from the Middle East who are in this country, instead of the good people who have been in the country for a little longer than them, we might not have to worry about the next bomb, Lindsey. They might have to worry about the next bomb. Because I learned a long time ago, at least literarily, that is, from George Orwell, who wrote during the civil wars that were going on in the 30s, when he wrote the following: if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. But you see, with the American government that we have today, we're sitting here playing like a beaten wife. We're waiting for them to bomb us again. Instead of bombing them first, we're waiting for another bomb to go off here. We're afraid to slap them before they slap us. We're saying, don't you dare do it again. Now, please don't do it again. Is there something we can do to make sure you don't do it again? My, my, you mustn't do it again. At the same time, they're all sitting behind their bureaucratic Maginot lines there in Washington, peering out from their computers at the actual American people who pay their salaries, fearing you more than those who would put a bomb into your mother's house. That's your government at work. And don't think I'm the only one in America who sees it this way. The problem is, none of those sycophants at the so-called correspondence dinner said one word. It wasn't a correspondence dinner. It was a stand-up comedian working the crowd, such as at the Catskill Mountains. But anyway, let's get back to Syria. I'm against any involvement whatsoever. Any, period, end of story. Is there anyone out there who wants us to go to war in Syria? Why don't you go then? And as I said Friday, why isn't the UN commenting on Syria? Where are the blue helmets? Where's the UN? What are those useless idiots doing for the world today, other than renting prostitutes in Manhattan tonight? What are they doing? I lived in New York. I used to watch them in their limousines at night, the diplomats. I saw the diplomat corps as I was a poor social worker. I saw them driving up and down the East Side in their limos with the hookers in the back of the car. So don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. They're a bunch of degenerates. I have absolutely nothing but contempt for the United Nations. Where are they now that we don't need them? Why aren't they sending troops to Syria to stop the bloodshed? Think about it. You know I'm right.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep.
Warned you about this. Second term, baby. I know Republicans are still sorting out what happened in 2012, but one thing they all agree on is they need to do a better job reaching out to minorities. Call me self-centered, but I can think of one minority they could start with. Hello?
Hello? Still playing the affirmative action game, are you? Not good enough that you're president. You got pretty far with that racket, huh? Can't let go of it, Obama? Well, you had your little puppets there, your stooges at the White House stenographer's dinner. What would you expect? You didn't have any Americans sitting in that audience. Barack Hussein Obama is a disciple of Chicago-born Saul Alinsky. Now, you've heard the name. He said, I've heard it before. No, you haven't heard it all before. You don't even know who Alinsky is. You heard the name, but you don't really understand the danger you're in. Alinsky was a career leftist political agitator. He literally wrote the book on how to be an effective community organizer, Rules for Radicals. And the first thing you notice when you open that book is that it's dedicated to the devil. Do you know what he wrote, Alinsky? He wrote this in the dedication. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer, close quote. Alinsky's earned his nickname, the father of community organizing, during a nearly 40-year career going around the country and stirring up the masses against their capitalist oppressors. He was the ideological father of Barack Obama, the community organizer we elected president. Obama spent time in that role in Chicago on Alinsky initiatives like Project Vote and the, quote, Developing Communities Project. And what Obama said was, quote, it's the best education I ever had, better than anything I got at Harvard. But Obama isn't the only one in his administration who cut his teeth on Alinsky's radical teachings. The key figure in the administration's push to bring America under leftist rule is senior advisor David Axelrod. Axelrod was mentored by Alinsky disciple David S. Cantor. Cantor founded the Chicago-based leftist journal Hyde Park Kenwood Voices and, quote, helped educate Axelrod politically. When leftists use the word educate, they mean indoctrinate. A piece about Axelrod in the Chicago Tribune had this to say. In his early years as a political consultant, Axelrod, following in the footsteps of his mentor, the political strategist Don Rose, carved out a reputation for himself as a skillful specialist working for local progressive candidates. What you don't know is that Rose was a member of a Communist Party front organization called the Alliance to End Repression. What I'm about to tell you is, you're listening to me reading from a page from the most important book published this year called Trickle Down Tyranny by Michael Savage. I just quoted myself under this whole issue of Obama and Alinsky in the paperback edition, which just hit the bookstores. And let me continue, because it's so good that I'm not ashamed to read from my own work. It's the best source I have. I spent 2 years writing it. Did you know that Axelrod's parents were leftists too? His mother, Myrl Axelrod, was a journalist who worked for the commie tabloid newspaper, PM, in the 1940s. The journal was aggressively pro-communist and boasted among its writers communist sympathizer I.F. Stone, as well as a former editor of the communist periodical Daily Worker and a leader of the Communist Youth League. Axelrod never tried to hide his communist sympathies. In an interview in which he explained that it might be necessary to keep the Bush tax cuts for the rich in order to extend them to the poor and middle class, Axelrod said, "We have to deal with the world as we find it, the world of what it takes to get this done." Axelrod was quoting directly from the Rules for Radicals, which laid out Alinsky's strategy for promoting class warfare. Promoting class warfare, the same thing Obama did when he toured the country promoting his so-called jobs bill. In his 08s, well, you want me to read any more? You got the whole picture, right? From the 40s through the 60s, I'll quote one more paragraph from Trickle Down Tyranny in paperback. From the 40s through the late 60s, Alinsky traveled the country staging sit-ins and other types of demonstrations, as well as boycotts. He worked to organize urban neighborhoods by politicizing their residents and getting them to unite against, quote, the enemy. During that time, Alinsky carried a business card that said, "Have trouble, we'll travel." Here's the most important thing you need to know about Saul Alinsky, Obama's mentor. He put the political philosophy of the Obama administration down on paper. First, Alinsky likened leftist radicals like himself to the people who stood up against Hitler in World War II. The haves that he was trying to overthrow, to him, were the equivalent of the Nazis. The haves still are Nazis for the Obama administration. That is why they bought 2 billion rounds of hollow point bullets. They don't see you as taxpayers. They don't see you as citizens. They don't see you as America-loving traditionalists. They see you as Nazis. I'll read on because it's so good. I'll make believe I'm interviewing a famous author called Michael Savage. Here's what Savage wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny, which you missed. Alinsky advocated using minorities to expand the power of the left. Like Obama, he didn't care at all about making minorities' lives better, only about gaining power. Like all leftists, Obama included, Alinsky saw people not as individuals but as members of racial or ethnic groups. Alinsky defined his agenda based on two things, power and compromise. I won't read it to you. Another Alinsky principle. If you lose power, as Democrats did in the 2010 elections, compromise. To the organizer, compromise is a key and beautiful word. If you start with nothing, demand 100%. Then compromise for 30%. You're 30% ahead. Radical Islamists, I write, have been paying attention to the Alinsky playbook, too. To them, Americans' sense of right and wrong is a sign of weakness. Taking advantage of the West's sense of fairness, Islamists in the Netherlands have managed to get the government to require that the name of Christ be spelled with a lower case C, because Christianity is offensive to Muslims. Shall I go on? Have you seen what your CIA and FBI have done under Obama with regard to Islamists? You haven't? They have completely expunged any mention of Muslim and terrorism in the same breath. The practice of demanding that democracies bow to the will of the true enemies of freedom is an Alinsky tactic that every anti-democratic group, from radical Islamists to the ACLU to the Obama administration, takes advantage of at every turn. I'll end there. That's page 118 of Trickle Down Tyranny, now available in paperback. We are in very bad trouble in this country, because not only do we have a naked socialist in power, which is why he played at being a naked socialist monkey. Listen to clip two from the so-called correspondence dinner. Listen to clip two.
Everybody loves Michelle. She's on the cover of Vogue, high poll numbers, but don't worry, I recently got my own magazine cover. Now, I get it. These days I look in the mirror and I have to admit, I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist that I used to be.
Chapter 6, Tyranny of Obama's Corporate Cronies, I write. One of the things I've learned watching the Godfather movies is that every tyrant needs accomplices, a band of brothers to carry out his dark designs. Running a mafia is simply too big for a job for one man alone. Even a talented type A overachiever can't do it by himself. Michael Corleone needs his consigliere and his henchmen. So Barack Obama needs his merry band to run the alphabet soup of bureaucracies, from the Agricultural Research Service to the Veterans Health Administration. You get it? You get it. Or don't you get it? I hope you get it. It's called Trickle-Down Tyranny, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States in America, now in a cheap paperback edition for all of you out there who couldn't afford the hardcover. Mark in Hawaii, you're next up on the Savage Nation. There's another topic, by the way, which is Syria. I'm totally opposed to going into war with Syria, even though some of the so-called conservatives are in favor of men dying, American men dying. For example, and I really don't want to do it, but I have to do this. Sean Hannity, who's known to be one of the, let us say, most shallow men in the American media, who gives conservatism its reputation as being shallow, back in 2012 called for war in Syria. Listen to clip 11.
The first question that comes to my mind, where did these stockpiles come from, A? And I had often said publicly that I wondered in the lead up to the Iraq war if whether or not Saddam Hussein could have moved chemical weapons, biological weapons to Syria. I keep talking about the rise of radical Islamists around the world, in the Middle East, in North Africa. And it reminds me somewhat of the 1930s. You couple, radical ideology with weapons of mass destruction, and you've got a prescription for a disaster.
Well, Sean, you had a prescription for getting it wrong, and you got it wrong. You mixed up the wrong prescription there, and you can poison people with it. You're like a bad pharmacist, and if anyone takes your pill, they're liable to get poisoned rather than cured, because what you're doing there is putting out so many ideas that are fraudulent that it gives true conservatives a bad name. And now we have another false conservative out there, again trying to get us into a war with Syria. That's none other than Lindsey Graham, who wants to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico and Central America, and send our troops not to the border with Mexico, which is where they're sorely needed, but instead send them to Syria, where they're not needed at all because they don't belong there. Listen now to clip number 10 from Lindsey Graham.
As to arming the rebels, there are more radical Islamic fighters there than there were last year, and if it goes on 6 months more, there are going to be more. Let's give the right weapons to the right people. There's two wars to fight. One to get Assad out of there. He's really a bad guy, dangerous to the world. The second war, unfortunately, is going to be between the majority of Syrians and the radical Islamists who've poured into Syria.
What is he talking about? Which side is he on? Do you understand that what Lindsey Graham just said makes no sense whatsoever? He's saying, let's get Assad out of there, a really bad guy. That's really brilliant statesmanship, Lindsey. It's up to your level, and apparently your voters are about at your level. In between eating at Porky Pie's a drive-in, they listen to your rubbish. He's a really bad guy. Let's kill him. He's a really bad guy. Let's kill him. And then what? Then we're going to go to war who? Between the majority of Syrians and the radical Islamists? Well, where are they? Which side are they on? Are they with Assad? Are they against Assad? Are they with the rebels you want to send weapons to? You made no sense. So this tells me that Lindsey Graham is simply a gun for hire, like most senators are. It's sad, but true, and you all know it. What a senator has become, if it's been any different in the past, I couldn't tell you, is a super lobbyist. Lobbyists put money in their pocket. The more money you put in the pocket, the more influence you have. This is the way the system works. And so, obviously, those who want American boys to die in Syria reached Lindsey Graham. Just as La Raza reached Lindsey Graham, so too do the enemies of our survival have reached Lindsey Graham. This is why Lindsey Graham should be voted out of office. Anybody would be better than him. Nevertheless, the issue is not him. He's just one of many. He's part of the Gang of Eight. But now, in addition to wanting to flood America with illegal aliens, as I said, he wants to flood American troops into Syria or bomb Syria. God knows what he wants. The weapons manufacturers obviously have reached Lindsey Graham. The government media complex doesn't even know what's going on. All I did was sit stoned and drunk and laugh at the comedian in chief the other night, which was, you know, it was actually embarrassing. It's not that they had a good time. They're supposed to have a good time. But there was no purpose there other than to make Obama look good and feel good. It's sort of like going to Chavez and making him feel good to make sure that you don't get fired from the press corps, to make sure that you have access to the ex-White House. 855-400-7282. I guess the main question is, do you think we should go to war with Syria? I don't think anyone listening to the show does. However, if you do, give us a cogent reason for it. Again, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small. Boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my suit.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Shoe Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many San Francisco listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code Brian10 to get this special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens onto juries. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Not one word at the comedy show the other night where the president spoke and told jokes about the Boston bombing other than the homily to the dead. Not one word about the fact that he failed the United States miserably, that the chiefs of the FBI, Homeland Security, the CIA, all dropped the ball and that the buck should have stopped there. The man has no shame, and of course neither do the so-called correspondents. We've given up on the Izvestia and Pravda a long time ago. There's no question that the Boston bombers were part of a cell, that they had a trainer. There's no question that the FBI should have arrested him, detained him, kept him off the streets. There's no question DHS didn't do a damn thing because they were too busy worrying about tax day protests and Tea Party members. And now, of course, we come to the next issue, which is beneath it all. Here is a lunatic from New York, Carolyn Maloney, who is now going to use the Boston bombing to try and take your guns away. Listen to clip 14.
As it stands right now, Tamerlan, as we know now, was on the terrorist watch list. So we know a gun check would stop him if there was a background check. But as it stands now, Tamerlan, or the next Tamerlan.
You hear her stumbling around, doesn't know what she's talking about. They're all the same. They build on their lie with another lie. So now she's saying that the Boston bombing occurred because there were no background checks. I didn't know that there were background checks on pressure cookers, a congresswoman. The last I checked, I could go into Sears Roebuck or any a number of other stores and buy a pressure cooker. I had no idea that assault pressure cookers were on a no-buy list. I had no idea. But listen to this maniac, Carolyn Maloney, how she builds now to the next insane conclusion. If you could call it that, because a deranged mind can't make conclusions. A deranged mind just strings together statements. Listen to the next one in 15.
The gun lobby has the upper hand now, even though 90% of Americans want...
I'm the gun lobby, you liar, you! Shut up! I'm the gun lobby! Shut up, you witch. I'm the gun lobby. I'm the gun lobby. Everyone else who owns a gun in this country legally is the gun lobby. So you can go you know where. Get a broomstick. You know, I went into a Big Five sporting goods store today to buy some something for swimming. And then I figured I'd buy some ammo. So I said, because I know there's low on ammo. I know it's a big issue in the country because Janet Napolitano is so smart that instead of banning guns, which she can't do right away, she's stealing the ammunition stores. Very clever how these Stalinists work, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? She didn't actually ban guns. She's just making sure you can't get ammunition. I paid $26.95 for 20 rounds of .223. I looked at the last box I bought. It was $8.95. Wow, talk about inflation. I guess you could say under this administration, lead is the new gold. I'm Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's probable, they'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Officials say two small airplanes apparently collided midair over Southern California mountains, sending one crashing into a ridge, while the second made an emergency landing on a golf course. Three people on board the plane that landed on the golf course had minor injuries. Rescuers are searching for survivors from the fiery crash. A jury has found four men guilty of first-degree murder with gang enhancements for the May 2009 killing of a brother of a rival gang member in Berkeley. They were also convicted of second-degree murder in the deaths of two other people who were killed by their getaway car as they were being chased by police. Taking a look at traffic, South San Jose, southbound 101 Tolley Road have a crash. The two right lanes blocked, been that way for a while. Signal alert has been issued. Traffic is backed up now before the Highway 280 interchange. Still slow over the Altamont Pass. Eastbound 580, earlier stalled north Flynn. Traffic is going to be backed up still from Vasco Road. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
It's all good. It's all healthy. It's not going to hurt you.
Sean Hannity.
We are proud to be conservative.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At Weatherford BMW of Berkeley, how about 0.9% financing available up to 48 months on selected certified pre-owned models? 0.9%. Check WeatherfordBMW.com for details. Financing available through BMW Financial Services.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-724-8847. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-724-8847. That's 800-724-8847. 800-724-8847. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The world is a tinderbox right now, and the fools in Izvestia or Pravda, called the media, the government media complex, as I termed it in 1998, in a speech before the Commonwealth Club, sat there laughing at the commander-in-chief's stale jokes, one joke after another. Again, racism, hinting at racism. Anyone who opposes him is a racist. The same old game. Affirmative action got him this far. Why should he stop now? Why shouldn't he continue to play that card? They laughed at it. It must be true. Call me self-centered, he said, but I can think of one minority they could start with. Hello. And they all went crazy with laughter. I don't know who scripted it, probably someone who works for Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, or Spielberg, or Weinberg, or Weinstein. One of them must have given him a writer, because it was actually better comedic material than it's been in a long time. The difference is it wasn't supposed to be a show in Las Vegas. It was supposed to be the President of the United States. And normally they roast the President when he shows up. Not him. Not him. He wouldn't stand for it. Now, of course, we're about to engage perhaps in another mistake of colossal proportions. Iraq wasn't bad enough. Afghanistan wasn't worse. Now we're about to go into Syria. Why? A multitude of factors, a multitude of forces are trying to push us into war. Luckily, we have a rather ineffectual world leader. He's very effectual in suppressing the domestic population, that we know, but he's incompetent when it comes to international politics. I shouldn't say incompetent. He's really doing what his masters want him to do, which is be subservient to Saudi Arabia. Nevertheless, here he is dragging his heels with regard to Syria, and I agree with him, because the last thing we need is another foreign war. And I made a comparison on Friday on the Savage Nation to World War I, which was the unnecessary war that never should have been fought. My analysis of World War I, I remember doing it a long time ago, just one man's opinion, after reading quite a bit on it, was that it was by accident. Yes, we know the Archduke was assassinated, Franz Ferdinand, and that allegedly was the trigger for World War I. But that shouldn't have been the trigger for nations killing each other's young men in the millions, should it? But what happened was, once one nation threatened the other, egos were at stake. And once egos were at stake, men died. And the last thing we need now is more men to die, because old men have frail egos. The Archduke, as you know, was the heir to the Austria-Hungarian Empire, and he was killed, allegedly, by a Serbian. Again, the bad boy of Europe are always the Serbians. They get blamed for everything. They're the, I can't use the phrase, but they are the, let us say, the whipping boy of Europe. The Serbs have always been the whipping boy of Europe. Needless to say, when Bill Clinton bombed Belgrade, it was the first time Belgrade had been bombed since the Nazis bombed Belgrade in 1941, but you forgot all about that. When Bill Clinton bombed and destroyed all the bridges across the Danube River, a war crime in the minds of millions of Europeans. You knew nothing about it because the international press never published one picture of one bridge on the Danube River, all destroyed by NATO bombers, meaning U.S. bombers flown by U.S. troops, repainted under NATO markings at the behest of Javier Solano, a Spanish socialist, a good friend of Madeleine Halfbright. I never forget things, and I will tell you right now, that was one of the greatest shames of my life as an American, to see the merciless bombing of Serbia by Bill Clinton. Nevertheless, here we are again. So you'll say, well, okay, we don't have to send troops into Syria. We could just bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb who? Bombs away. Nice, clean kills. Well, we're doing it now. So what's this call all of a sudden for war and boots on the ground? Why are we hearing it from Lindsey Graham? Why are we hearing it from a normal pacifist, a leftist like Claire McCaskill, one of the worst of the leftist women in Congress, who says don't rule out boots on the ground? Listen to clip 13 right now. Here's a leftist senator, Claire McCaskill.
Do either of you at this point think there's a chance that we would have to put U.S. troops in there or that we would want to?
Well, I don't think you want to ever rule it out. Because I think this is kind of as Saxby said, this thing has really deteriorated, and it's not really at a tipping point. So I don't think you ever want to say absolutely not. Obviously, we don't want to do that unless it's absolutely necessary.
What did she just say? You have any idea what this double talker just said? She doesn't know what she just said. They think that just by filling airspace with a big mouth, they're making sense. Then the people say, and the handlers say, oh, you did great, Senator. That was, how did I do? Oh, you did great. You were wonderful. Where are we going next? Well, we have a dinner with at the Soros Fund. What time? How did I do it? Did I look good? Did the outfit look good? How did I sound? Oh, great. Brilliant, Senator. You were just brilliant. Yeah, boots on the ground, Senator. So millions of men died for no reason in World War I. Millions of men died in World War I for no reason whatsoever. It was the unnecessary war. Franz Ferdinand, the Archduke, was killed. You learned that in high school in Sarajevo, the capital of the Austro-Hungarian province of Bosnia-Herzegovina. And then what happened? Austria attacked Serbia and then called Germany to help them. Germany invaded Serbia. Russia and Serbia were allies, so Russia protected Serbia. Germany invaded Belgium in order to gain access to France, funds, weapons, soldiers, oil, and metals to construct vehicles. England and Belgium were allies, so England went to France to attack the Germans in Belgium. Britain called the countries in the British Empire to help them. You see how it works? You understand how an arms race works? Do you understand how these things get out of hand? The last thing we as Americans need to do is go into Syria. No foreign entanglements. Read your George Washington. No foreign entanglements. How many men have to die until you learn that? How many people are you listening to telling us that we need to go to war in Syria? I don't know anybody personally who wants to go to war in Syria other than Lindsey Graham and those who have been bought off by the military-industrial complex and God knows who else. Now, let's go to the big issue, which is, unfortunately, I'm a supporter of Israel. I always have been. They are the only democracy in the Middle East. And as I put it, with all of its flaws and all of its hubris, I used to put it to the communists on the Berkeley campus as follows when I get into arguments with them, the Jew haters, who call themselves not anti-Jewish but anti-Zionist. But as we all know, there's no difference. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that when he said, make no mistake about it, there's no such thing as an anti-Zionist. As far as I'm concerned, he said, they're anti-Semites. That's your Martin Luther King Jr. It's an embarrassing fact of historic history, which you can check out. I would say to them, you hate Israel so much and you're in favor of the Palestinians and of the Lebanese and this and that. I would say to them, these leftists on the college campus, I'm going to ask you one question. That's if they listened at all. If you were to land anywhere in the Middle East without a passport, which country would you rather land in, Israel or any of the surrounding nations? Well, they had no answer for it. What I was asking cleverly was, where do you think you'd have a chance at human rights? The answer is the only place you'd have a chance at human rights is in Israel. That we know to be a fact. It's still true. I'm a friend of Israel. I consider myself a friend of Israel. However, I don't want the tail to wag the dog. Why? Because I don't think Israel has an existential threat to its existence. I think they just want us to go to war for them. Why? Because they don't want to trigger a larger war. They think that by having the U.S. front for them as a Hessian army, which again will do, God forbid, by mistake, again we're going to be the Hessians for a foreign power. Perhaps we were Hessians for the Saudis in Iraq. I'm not quite sure who got us into Iraq. But the Israelis are threatened by the weapon, the chemical weapons in Syria. And they have every right to self-determination, of course, and to self-protection. They have every right to go in there and cordon off the chemical weapons and remove them to a safer place, which, of course, is what they're doing already. I mean, make no mistake about it. Doesn't matter what you're hearing and what you're doing. If you really read Middle Eastern reports, you must know that Obama sent 20,000 troops there already. Did you know that, that there was a surge sent to Jordan on the border with Syria? Are you aware of that, or you missed that while you were listening to his hee-haw jokes? That's number one. So already we have a surge of troops being sent. I don't know whether they're from Iraq or from the U.S. I haven't any idea. Nevertheless, they're already moving troops into the area. So here it goes. Here it comes. Here we are. WABC Frank, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Mike, going into Syria would be insane. We call them rebels because we like the sound of freedom fighters. We call them Muslim Brotherhood because it sounds like they're seeking religious freedom. But it's Al-Qaeda, like you said. We did it in Egypt. We did it in Libya. We made the same mistakes. Nobody calls it what it is, Al-Qaeda. And you're right about Israel. They can handle themselves. They can. They're no fools. They know what's going on, and they want the United States to be their big brother and, you know, stand up and pick a fight with the tough kid in the neighborhood. But we're going to be there anyway, Mike. We're going to be in the middle.
That's what I fear. When I hear a guy like Lindsey Graham, who's just simply a gun for hire, a man who could be bought for the highest price, I'm sickened by it. This is the same Lindsey Graham who hates his own country to the point that he joins the Gang of Eight and calls for 30 million illegal aliens flooding into America. And then he says we have to go to war in Syria. They're insane, these people, if they think that anyone trusts them or believes a word that comes out of each side of their mouth. You really fear that we're going to be driven into Syria anyway, right? No matter what we, the people, say.
We're going to be driven into the Middle East. I think a major conflict. I feel like I'm watching a trailer of a movie right now. With everything that's going on, it's, you know, one country falling after another like dominoes. And, you know...
Yeah, but wait a minute. When you say one country falling to the Islamists is what you mean, and you mean Egypt, given to the Islamists by who? Obama. Libya, given to the Islamists by Hillary Clinton and Obama. And now what? Now we're going to give Syria to the Islamists? Why are they doing this? What do they intend here?
Because they don't want to say Al-Qaeda. They're freedom fighters.
No, but wait. But why would Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want a greater Islamist presence in the Middle East? What's their end game?
Their end game is to have the Muslim world love America.
So you don't think it's deeper than that? You think they're actually just trying to appease the radical Muslim world by playing them off like Lawrence of Arabia? They think that they're going to like them?
If we you know, show that the United States is not against the Muslim world, they'll leave us alone. It's as simple as that. I think that's...
You know, you may be right. I don't think so. I think there's something deeper than that for one reason. The architect of the overthrow of Mubarak and the overthrow of Gaddafi was, in fact, George Soros, who, in cahoots with, he gave the money to one of the most diabolically evil men in the history of the modern world, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Do you know who that is?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember Zbigniew Brzezinski? He was one of the minions of Jimmy Carter. That should tell you everything you need to know. Brzezinski runs some kind of crackpot policy group, some fanatical internationalist policy group. They were the architects of the overthrow of Mubarak, to the best of my recollection, and to the overthrow of Libya's Gaddafi. To what end? Why do these internationalists want to see a larger Islamist presence in the Middle East? Why would George Soros, the most evil man in the world, in my estimation, not one of, but the number one most evil man in the world, if we lived in a sane world, he'd be on Interpol's list of the most wanted man on earth for what he's done to this country and the world, in my estimation. And I'm a novelist as well as a talk show host, so that's how I see him, as a villain, an absolute villain. The man is such a genius at trading money. He's a biblical money trader. He's everything we were warned about the money traders in the temple. That's him. That's him. That's him in my estimation. In my novel, A Time for War, there's a little fictionalized version of some people. And believe me, money changers are very dangerous. He takes these billions and billions of dollars, and he buys journalists with the money. He literally overthrows countries with the money. There has to be a profit motive, is what I'm saying. Men like him don't think about anything except themselves. Never forget that. There's got to be a profit motive in it for him. Perhaps he shorted the dinar or whatever the currency was in Libya before he overthrew Gaddafi. Maybe he shorted the Egyptian currency before he overthrew Mubarak. You'd say, come on, that's too far-fetched. Oh, really? You mean countries and people don't go to war for mercenary reasons? You're wrong. All wars are fought for mercantile reasons, nothing else. All wars are fought for one reason only, and that's for profit or for land. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry, this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
No brag, just fact.
Weekdays at 3.
Because when I bring them on, they fear me. And I'm going to tell you why they fear me. I will address issues that are relevant to the substance and cut through all the fat and get to the bone.
Weekdays at 3.
I must really be the great one. You know, buddies, friends, oh, the great one. It's kind of a joke, but I must be the great one because these people fear the hell out of me.
Mark Levin on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
When you've got a friend in the car industry, you cut through all the hype and red tape. Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, is that friend.
Straight talk, no hype. That's what you get from the Car Pro.
He'll answer any questions you have about buying or leasing a car, truck, or SUV. If you just call him at 1-800-CAR-7777, email him at carprousa.com, or friend him on Facebook at carproconnect.com, or simply link up at carprousa.com.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows, and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple fin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326. On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens onto juries? Join me, Brian Sutton, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You look at the front page of newspapers today, Monday, April 29th, 2013, New York Times. There's not one mention of the Boston bombing. It's gone. It's gone. There's no mention anymore. Didn't happen. Why? Because the comedian-in-chief, where the buck should have stopped, is responsible for the fact that these Islamist bombers were not arrested by Holder, not detained by the FBI, not detained by Homeland Security. So his friends in Pravda, the Pravda newspaper, don't cover it. Same, of course, with the San Francisco Chronicle, which I have in my hands, which you'd expect. Another goon with a basketball in his hand is on the top. Another story about a poor victim, a developmentally disabled victim. Another story about older students may lose programs as lawmakers consider major cuts. I'm supposed to worry about an 86-year-old studying nutrition. Someone who has nothing to do with their life, I'm supposed to pay for classes on nutrition for them from El Salvador. That's my problem, with taxes of 15% in the state of California for men like me. So this is the kind of garbage that they're publishing. Not one word again about Boston. Why? Because they know who's responsible. Listen now to clip 16, where a good man, Chairman Representative McCall of Texas, the head of the House Homeland Security Committee, says that the Boston bombers obviously were not working alone. Listen to clip 16.
I think given the level of sophistication of this device, the fact that the pressure cooker is a signature device that goes back to Pakistan, Afghanistan, leads me to believe, and the way they handled these devices and the tradecraft, leads me to believe that there was a trainer. And the question is, is that trainer or trainers? Are they overseas in the Chechen region or are they in the United States? In my conversations with the FBI, that's the big question.
Now 17, please.
U.S. officials anonymously are saying there is no foreign connection to this case, when in fact the FBI just began its investigation into this case. They just got his computer. They just sent a U.S. team over to the Chechen region and to Dagestan to interview witnesses. And yet the narrative being played out by some in the administration is that, no, there's no foreign connection. It's just these two guys.
Right, and with a little help from their sycophants in the media, that's the narrative that the average American will accept. So this is the freak show called the administration under Barack Obama that we're living with, and we have to live with it. You may say, well, there's only 3.5 more years. Are you sure? May I give you a nightmare scenario that I told you about 2 years ago, and then a year ago in trickle-down tyranny, and I'll tell it to you again? I'll give it to you anyway, whether you're ready for it or not. You think he's finished in 3.5 years? Are you sure that if he floods America with illegal aliens, he may not call for a referendum or an initiative where he says that term limits shall be suspended permanently or temporarily, and he will run again and win again ad infinitum? Are you positive that he will not be president for life? Because I'm not. You say, well, come on, let's not stretch it that far. It can't happen here. Well, it is happening here. It is happening here. The man has done many things that you didn't think could happen here, and it's happening here.
855-407-2822. The book that I'm recommending tonight is my book, Trickle Down Tyranny in Paperback. Highly recommended. It's 325 pages filled with references, filled with pages upon pages of references so that you can quote the references themselves. The Washington Times says a damning critique of Obama's devastating policies, trickle-down tyranny, crushing Obama's dream of the socialist states of America. It's still very valid, probably more important today than it was when I wrote it. And here we go to the callers. Hawaii, Mark, thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, Obama's humor was a play right out of Solinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. Solinsky wrote, quote, humor is essential, for through humor much is accepted that would have been rejected if...
But I did a whole chapter on Alinsky. Didn't you hear it earlier when I read it from Trickle Down Tyranny?
Yes, I read your book.
All right. All right. I'm glad you read it. I'm glad you're quoting it because you're right. That's right. What you do is you disarm the enemy by stating the obvious truth and turning it into a joke, such as, I'm not the strapping young Muslim socialist I used to be. Robert De Niro! Harvey Weinstein! Steven Spielberg! Talking about, they say 12 million illegal immigrants. It's more like 30 million, you know that. Since the government lies about everything, why should we accept it's 12 million? Where'd 12 million come from? It's all an estimate. So they've estimated that our budget's doing fine. Well, how'd that work out for you? They estimate the cost of a new tunnel will be X billion dollars, and it's three times that. So I figure add three to the number of immigrants. It's 36 million illegal immigrants. That's all. Now, if you grant them all amnesty, they'll bring their families over. What's that, 100 million people over 5 to 10 years? It's an invasion. It's not immigration. Immigration is calculated. It's slow. It's legal. It's reasonable. I'm the son of an immigrant. I'm the son of an immigrant, first-generation American. They waited online. They didn't expect to run the country the first minute they got here. They didn't spit on the American flag. They taught me to learn English. They told me never to speak the old language, etc. So now we have a whole different story, as you well know. We've talked about it. Now, individually, we know that there are wonderful people in all amongst all immigrant groups. And miserable, horrendous people above all immigrant in all immigrant groups. We know that. Whether it be the criminals in any group, the gangsters in any group, and the saints in any group. We know within ourselves there's a criminal and a saint. We know that within every family there's a criminal and a saint, or several of the above. That's not the issue. We're not talking about inherent differences between individual people. We're talking about the effect upon a mass of immigrants upon a nation. And so I bring it back to the core of my show, borders, language, culture. You have to ask yourself, can the country survive if the politicians have broken the border, refused to defend the border, do not defend the language, instead they teach the immigrants to speak their own language, English as a second language, and they refuse to tell the immigrants there is a culture here that you must learn to be an American. I told you I have one of my producers is of Asian descent, and his mother fled North Korea on her own, fled over the snowy mountains, almost starved to death. And it took her 13 years to be an American citizen. And she proudly told her son that she knew every American president going back to George Washington. She knew so much more than most of us know about this country. She had to learn these things to pass her citizenship test. Now, compare that with what Obama and Rand Paul want for this country today. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If something is given to you that you stole, you steal it and then they say, now it's yours, you don't respect that. You figure that it's a fool who gave it to you. You stole it from him, now he says it's yours? So now you figure he's a fool and a weakling, you'll take whatever you can now. He's giving me this, I'll take that. Let's see, he gave me citizenship, what can I have next? Let's see, what can I have next? Well, the country itself. So what I'm telling you tonight, you already know, because you're in the majority. The majority of the American people understand this intuitively, because all peoples understand what's going on intuitively. But as I've said to you before, Mallarmé, the French poet, wrote, if I can remember my French from college, Donnez plus clair la motte de la tribu, pardon me for speaking French, it's bad French.
Donner plus clair les mots de la tribu, meaning to make more clear the words of the tribe. That's my job. I'm the poet, actually, sitting around the campfire trying to clarify your thoughts. In other words, if there's no place for a man like me, then there's no place for a man like me. But I know there's a place for a man like me because I made a place for a man like me by making more clear the words of the tribe for all these many years on the radio. Every day is a new beginning, 94 to 2013. I'll have my, God, I hope I live that long, 2014, 94. I can't believe it, 20 years in radio in the year 2014. I hope I'll still be here, bigger than ever probably. If I'm here, it'll be bigger. If I'm not here, it won't be bigger. Doesn't matter, big or smaller. Doesn't matter how big is big, how small is small. My books will stand or they won't stand. Either my language, my message of borders, language, and culture will live or it won't live. Either you'll disappear as a nation or you'll stand up one day and say, I've had it. That's the end of it. I'm throwing my hat down. The politicians can go. You know where they're going to go. I've had enough of both of them. Both parties are garbage. And I've had enough of these liars and thieves. Maybe it will happen. Maybe there'll be a massive uprising against this lie, the big lie. And then we're talking about other things on the show today. I didn't mean only to talk about immigration. It's generally a frustrating topic because you don't know what to make of it. But we're being hammered on it on both sides now to acknowledge that we must roll over, completely roll over to the invasion. And now we have the Republicans who are telling themselves in order to remain relevant and in order to survive, why they must become Democrat light. Actually, they may actually become Democrat heavy. Now they're saying we must bend over backwards for the hordes of illegal immigrants and welcome them. We should come out for virtually everything the Democrats are coming out for and still call ourselves an alternative. Well, I don't see the alternative. If they're the same party with two different heads, it's called a hydra. I mean, if you just study biology, you'll understand what a hydra-headed monster is. And a hydra-headed monster, it is called a political system, said the fool. But, of course, it's not a fool speaking to you, is it? It's a man who knows exactly what's going on. In fact, the older I get, the wiser I get. And not only the wiser I get, but the more eloquent I get. And believe me, it's not simply facetiousness that is being spoken tonight on the Savage Nation, nor does it approach the sophistry of the politicians. That's number one. So things are going to change, actually, for the better in some ways, because there are midterm elections coming up. Midterm elections are coming up. And the Democrats are terrified that they're going to lose seats, as they should, by the way, because a lot of the malarkey they've been throwing has been come back upon them, sticking to the Irish theme today. 855-472-8222 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. I like the word malarkey. I've always loved it. My father would never let me get away with anything. He would say to me, if he was in a good mood, he says, stop throwing that malarkey. Would you? You know, he wouldn't let me fib. Did you do your homework? Well, I sounded like the defense expert in the Jody Arias case, where the prosecutor says, I didn't ask you that. I asked you this. And he threw the malarkey. Now that's not the question. It's yes or no. Did you do your homework? Finally, I have to answer my father. He's, well, get in your room and do your homework. Stop throwing that malarkey. So that's why I like the word malarkey. He wouldn't let me get away with very much, which is why I like talk radio, because it's a good, boy, do I have news to summarize. My God. Well, go to my website for all the stories I didn't get to. Honest to God, michaelsavage.com has all the news, views, and reviews that I can't get to every day. So I'll do them tomorrow. I have so many good things here that I want to get to. I can't get to them because I've jammed the lines out with the immigration story. Do you like what I've done tonight on history, or is it too highbrow? Shall I go lowbrow? Shall I just make sounds, guttural sounds on the radio? Shall I say... How shall I use this gift called talk radio across America? I mean, am I allowed to occasionally may I use my education? Occasionally it seeps out like the oil tar sands in North Dakota. Occasionally the tar seeps out from the ground. I mean, there is an educated man underneath all of this. I may sound like a longshoreman to you, and believe me, I've met many longshoremen with no education who are brighter than most of the people around Obama, even though they went to Harvard. So that's not the point. The point is, once in a while, I have to use a few PhD words. Once in a while, I have to use my education. And I hope you didn't find it offensive tonight, because I realize that education is rather offensive to most Americans. That's another part of our culture. That's a backhanded slap. Sorry, didn't mean to insult my audience. I do realize that. No, it's true. Sometimes people get offended by it. You know, I think that I've talked an awful lot tonight, and I'm going to take calls in a moment. But, oh, here's one.
judge proposes lawyer corps to help immigrants. A judge now wants to create a new army called an Immigrant Justice Corps that will recruit and train young liars, and that will help send these young liars around the country to work at community organizations eager for legal help. The program would echo existing public service programs like AmeriCorps, VISTA, and the Peace Corps. So a judge wants an army of liars called lawyers to help immigrants. That's just what America needs. We don't have enough lawsuits, nor enough lawyers. How about deporting the lawyers in exchange for the immigrants? I would exchange one immigrant for each lawyer. I'll take a gardener over a lawyer any day, frankly. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL. tax deal.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many San Francisco listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code Brian10 to get this special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens on the juries. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
1/3 of U.S. adults stopped using news outlets. They consider news outlets awful. That's interesting. Gun permits are up in, guess of all places, Newton, Massachusetts. You hear this? Gun permits are up in Newton, Massachusetts. See, people are not stupid. Politicians are stupid because they think people are stupid. Muslims attack Christians in Egypt. Hundreds of Muslim villagers in Egypt south have attacked Christian-owned stores. Oh, well, that's not news. Can't even report that, as a matter of fact, because it doesn't go along with Hillary Clinton's program that she saved the world. Obama says if you like the Irish, you should like immigration reform. Yeah, right. That's why I'm in talk radio, because I have common sense. I don't believe in some of the things that my government does. Let's put it that way. Not everything they do is wrong. Just about 99% of the things they do seems to be at odds with the American people. And that's the news of the day. There's more on michaelsavage.com. 855-407-2822. What would you like to talk about on the Savage Nation? It's your turn now. Now we're going to take some calls. Brian has been holding for a long time on WMAL. Brian on line 9, go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. After 9/11, what I wanted the federal government to do was to basically go after any state-sponsored terrorist regime. And Iraq was one of them. So I...
Well, here's the question. What terrorism was Iraq sponsoring?
Well, I believe that they had I believe that they had the capability to give Islamic terrorists very sophisticated weapons.
Well, we were told they had chemical weapons, weapons of mass destruction, which turns out to be a lie. The only people who disseminated that lie were such as Wallbanger. He was hammering that over and over again that Saddam had WMDs. He didn't.
Yeah, but Dr. Savage, we waited so many months to go into Iraq.
Okay, that's another argument. He moved them to the north. They were put in the where were they put then? Where'd they go?
I mean, that's a big desert.
Would they move them to Brooklyn, to a bodega? I mean, where are they? Maybe they moved them to Syria. Maybe they moved them to Iran. Maybe they gave them to someone else. Okay, that's a possibility. But, okay, we can't say the whole war was worth it because we think that he moved the weapons of mass destruction. How do you feel about the U.S. government, after capturing Saddam Hussein, not trying him but executing him so quickly? What do you think about that? Isn't that suspicious?
I just believe that after the Islamic terrorists declared war on us, you know, at the Twin Towers, what happened with the hijackings, you know, I still believe that any state...
Yeah, but the hijackers were mainly from Saudi Arabia. How come we didn't invade Saudi Arabia?
Well, is that truly state-sponsored? I mean, you know...
Of course. Well, it's not state-sponsored. The Saudis are terrified of the Islamic terrorists because they have a different variety of state-sponsored terrorism, which is called Wahhabi Islam. The Wahhabi sect of Islam is perhaps more dangerous than weapons of mass destruction in terms of what it's disseminating around the world. You know, not all of Islam teaches hatred and such. Not all of Islam teaches to kill Christians and Jews. But apparently the Wahhabi sect is quite violent and quite racist, incidentally.
And that comes out of Saudi Arabia. We never invaded Saudi Arabia for obvious reasons, because they had something we needed, which was oil. And, of course, they elected the politicians at the time. So, look, we can argue with this all we wish. The phone number is 855-407-282. Most Americans think it was a waste of time, as they're going to feel about Afghanistan. What are we doing there? What are we doing in Afghanistan? No one knows what we're doing there. Remember, one of the reasons Obama won the first time is because he said he was anti-war. And I recall within 2 months he sent 30,000 new troops to Afghanistan. Remember that? I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. So therefore, where does that leave us? What are we doing in Afghanistan? You know, I mean, you gotta kill for peace. What are we doing there? Remember this Vietnam War? You gotta kill, kill, kill for peace. Remember that song that came out from the hippie movement? And everyone said, yeah, that makes sense. You gotta kill for peace. What are we doing in Afghanistan? What are we doing in Afghanistan? What are we doing in Afghanistan? Afghanistan, Afghanistan, what are we doing in Afghanistan? There's more burqas in America now than there were before the invasion of Afghanistan. The French know that they don't belong here in this country. They know that. They know they don't belong in a modern society, that it's going to be, that it's a culture clash. It's an attack upon women. It's an attack upon freedom. It's an attack upon culture. We know that. Everybody knows that. And yet the government bends over backwards and says, no, everything is equal. Everything is equal. Women can wear a costume that's from the medieval time. You know, of course, that the burqa is not in the Quran. I want to make that very clear. I'm very sensitive to religious mores. The fact is the burqa is not part of the Quran. There is no Quranic text that says a woman has to be wrapped up like a mummy with only her eyes showing through slits. Again, you're misinterpreting what Islam is. That's not Islam at all. You know, there are modern Islamic women who drive cars, if you can believe it or not. They lived in Iran until this maniac, Ahmadinejad, and his cohorts took over as a result of Jimmy Carter driving the Shah out of the country. You understand that, that the women of Iran are oppressed. They were thrown backwards 500 years by this regime in Iran. So you can be a Muslim and drive a car. You can be a Muslim and teach school. You can be a Muslim and wave your hair. You can be a Muslim and go to a nightclub. Doesn't mean you have to wrap yourself up like a mummy. And yet you would think, because of the pervasive fear in this country of offending anyone, including offending common sense and common decency, that that's part of a culture. It isn't. Again, it's part of a 9th or 10th century view of Islam, mainly from the African countries, incidentally. And I can't see how you could say that belongs in a modern secular nation. Remember what went on with driver's licenses in Florida? When a woman would refuse to take her veil off to take a picture for her driver's license? And common sense said, are you crazy? You can't permit that. Because a man could be underneath the costume. A terrorist could be getting a driver's license. And the liberals said, oh, no, you can't insult the people. That's their culture. They have the right to wear that. And I think common sense prevailed. I don't think you can still wear a full face covering in Florida. But forgive me if I'm mistaken. I haven't kept up with that debate. God only knows where we are today with that one. Sometimes common sense is commonly sensical. You know that. Do you know that sometimes even common sense is commonly sensible? Can you imagine that we don't need a lawyer? We don't really need a lawyer on the Supreme Court to tell us what makes sense? We don't have to go to Elena Kagan for common sense. We go to the wise Latina.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO. An NBA player with a Bay Area ties has become the first active professional athlete from a team sport to come out of the closet. Jason Collins reveals he is gay in the new issue of Sports Illustrated. The former Stanford player says he's the first person he ever confided in was his aunt, Terry Jackson. She happens to be San Francisco Superior Court judge. Driven by technology stocks, the S&P 500 closed at a record high today. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, finished at a 12-year high. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101, Freitas Parkway in Marin County. We've got a crash, couple of cars. Everything's off to the right shoulder, though. Northbound 880 at 237 in Milpitas. Looks like some debris. It's going to be on the ramp from eastbound 237, northbound 880. The wind blowing the debris around, and now might be in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Mike Rowe here to Ford Dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
What's today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
That sounds a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
Restore your ride with a $60 mail-in rebate on four select name brand tires, plus another $60 when you use the Ford Service credit card. That's $120. Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See your California Ford dealer for details through 531-13.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, she calls up 911. She asks for officers to come out to her house and, quote, scare the blank out of my kids.
Yeah.
They get there. She's drunk. She greets an officer with a swift kick in the crotch.
No!
Not once, but several times. Now, I'm just curious. How does she get off several kicks to the crotch?
Wow. I figure after one, you're pretty much down for the count, right?
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-724-8847. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-724-8847. That's 800-724-8847. 800-724-8847. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I think I'm going to read a page from A Time for War. I guess it's fun. So this is when Jack, my character, jumps into his Mercedes. You didn't hear about A Time for War? The one I heard it's buried in the conspiracy sections now in Barnes & Noble. From the New York Times best-selling author of Abuse of Power and radio host of The Savage Nation comes a powerful new thriller. And yet the clerks, the psychopaths, the cyclops, the cyclopi. How do you say the plural of cyclops? The cycli? The cyclopi? The cyclopi? The cyclopses in the media and in the bookstores put it in the conspiracy section. Oh, controversial. It's on the controversial now. So it's about China having secret cells in America. and how they're planning an attack on us. That couldn't happen, of course. Even if that happened, by the way, if it happened and it was proven, Dianne Feinstein would be the first one out there saying that although it's connected to people of Chinese descent, we can't say anything about the Chinese government. We can do so much business. And Richard and I, so that's what the book is about. It's why it went nowhere. There's such an amazing control in the media right now. So in the book, A Time for War, the fiction is that of a Chinese plot to the United States is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. So with the help of Dover Griffith, an idealistic young female staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who was sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. So I'm given towards conspiracy. My mind tells me that there are evil men and women at all levels of government and business, and they have no sense of nationhood. It was true going, Arthur Miller wrote a play called All My Sons. It was about a war manufacturer in World War II who got a government contract to build pistons for warplanes, fighter planes. And he did some shoddy construction on the pistons. He cut some corners to make some money. And as the play was written by Arthur Miller, one of his sons is a fighter pilot in World War II, and the plane crashes because the pistons failed. So his other son, played by the young Burt Lancaster, says to his father, "How could you do that? How could you do that? How could you do that?" And then the father, played by Edgar G. Robinson, a great actor of his time, explains how he cut corners. He didn't mean to. But that's what I'm talking about. Not all of them mean to do it, but for greed, you know, the almighty buck, anything could happen. So my character is Jack Hatfield, you know. You want me to read from this a little bit? Just some good of his. Let's see where we are. He grabbed the khaki vest from a hook. Eddie ran in front of him to the parking lot nearby, and Jack let the poodle into the passenger seat of his 2010 12-cylinder S600 Mercedes midnight blue. Then he took the driver's seat. "Afternoon, Wilhelm," he said as he turned the key. He called his car Wilhelm. The Mercedes was a luxury, admittedly, but it was more than just Jack's middle finger to the world when he bought it after Truth Tellers was canceled. Owning the sedan was a way of reconnecting with his days of racing D-Jags at Laguna Seca when he was in his early 20s. Truth Tellers was wrecked. He needed to find a new pedal and put it to the metal and do it fast before the rage and anxiety of the wreck-induced paralysis. The Mercedes had embodied silent power, a necessary phase for Jack as he planned his post-show career and embraced the possibility, now the necessity, of being a freelancer. Once that brief phase of silence had passed and Jack was turning out reports at a steady clip, he simply loved to hold the steering wheel of work. Well done. Dedication to craft was a disappearing virtue. So then he drives to an apartment. He goes to Spumante's restaurant. He eats the Italian food. Which is good. Those scenes in North Beach are really great. It's a shame none of them listen to the radio show. That's why I don't go in there anymore. Now, if they don't listen to the show, I don't go to the restaurant. I've come to a new place in my life, too, by the way. If a friend doesn't listen to the show, I don't talk to them. I don't take their calls. You know, I said to one friend, I know a guy 30 years, 20 years. Hey, Mike, what are you doing? You want to get together? Hey, coming in. How's that friend? I said, let me ask you something. If you had a friend who wrote columns for the New York Times 3 a week, would you call up and say you want to schmooze and get together for a dinner? You wouldn't mention his column. Why would he go out with you? Well, he says, I don't know. I said, well, that's the way it is. I'm a national talk show host. I'm a best-selling author. Don't debase me by making believe I own a girdle store. That's all. I'm getting weird as I get older. I have no tolerance for this kind of stuff anymore. I have no tolerance for people. I don't know what it is. I'm losing my tolerance for Peter. I'd rather talk to a pan-roasted halibut than most of the people I know. You know, at least with a pan-roasted halibut, first of all, you can smell it before you cook it. You can't do that with a friend. You know, then you can season it the way you like. You can't season a friend the way you like it. You know, I was thinking today, where is this? Oh, this is a good scene. Then I'm going to stop. So Doc is my friend in the book, who is an ex-Special Forces guy, actually a guy I know, great guy. And so Doc is walking down the street in San Francisco, right? And here's what I wrote. One paragraph, indulge me. It was one of those special just-after-rain moments in San Francisco, and he had been walking down Broadway toward the bay, which was a China blue that ordinarily wasn't seen in September, only in late winter, early spring. Only the boaters and knowing locals would note that particular hue of the bay. Doc took in the limp flags on the becalmed sailboats, Coy Tower smirking over the scene, the red brick buildings that dated to the days of the Barbary Coast. As he turned the corner of Sansome and Jackson, an energy force almost knocked him off the sidewalk. She was so powerfully built and so stunning in appearance that most people just ignored her. Her expression said, "You are dirt, I am goddess. My father was general in Russian military, go away." Doc's head snapped as she strolled past him. He was tempted to run after her and pitch to her, "I'm perfect for you. I spent half my life on boats and planes. I know how to treat a woman, and I love your rear end." But he said nothing and continued on his way. She and her insular self-love missed the gemstone for her crown of thorns that rare beauties wear. It's good writing. I'm sorry. I realize that many of you don't understand literature anymore, but I write it. And I wrote it in a time for war, and I'm proud of it. And I want you to understand that I wrote it for a couple of reasons. One, to show my versatility, number one. And number two, to try to get the message across that apparently didn't get across in all of my many nonfiction books. You know, I tried trickle-down tyranny was supposed to stop the Obama machine, then the election was stolen. It was stolen. It was thrown and stolen at the same time. The Republicans put up a guy who had to lose. They put up a Mormon, which alienated the Christian base. They put up a liberal Republican, which alienated the conservative base. And they still almost won. And then to top it all off, illegal aliens were granted amnesty before the election. You don't know that. You've forgotten it already. Obama did it already. Don't you remember with the so-called Dream Act? He said he granted amnesty to the 3 million Dreamers. You think they didn't vote? Then the Democrats said, we can't have any voter ID. Now, what sane nation does not have voter ID? Even in a Venezuela, they just had an election. There was voter ID was required. But not in your dumb, stupid, backwards, fifth world nation, America. Why? Because you're stupid. Because you let them get away with it. Because you let your corrupt Indian chief sell your nation down the river. That's all. I don't want to get angry again. So I didn't. I was doing well until that moment. So my friends and listeners and fellow Romans, I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high-quality, genuine, American-made shutters that always garner compliments. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during their special spring sale on now. Again, 800-378-5599 or Danmer.com.
Danmer Shutters license number 574304.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. And a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On the next morning show, it's a Ticked Off Tuesday, and we're ticked off about allowing non-citizens on the juries? Join me, Brian Sussman, and the rest of the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on...
So, what would you like to talk about? I've been talking... What's wrong with me today? I am so loquacious that I frighten myself. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight from coast to coast on the Savage Nation, from KSFO in San Francisco all the way to the East Coast, to WABC, WMAL, down in Texas, KLIF, and all of the great stations along the way. The cumulus distribution of the Savage Nation is growing by leaps and bounds. The audience is growing. And so I do appreciate your listening. I tried tonight something a little different than the normal fare. In addition to the meat and potatoes, I gave you a little fine cookery. I hope you didn't find it indigestible, because I normally stick to basic dishes like meatloaf, meat and potatoes. microwave popcorn is the normal fare of the Savage Nation, I mean, with a little humor thrown in. But tonight I had to show you not all immigrant waves aren't necessarily good for you. Some are horrible, and some of them approach invasions. Look, I'm a student of history, and I understand that all of civilization is about the invasions of various and sundry peoples into other places. I mean, you look at Britain, and you say, well, Britain, you think of the English, right? You think, oh, well, they've been there forever. Well, they haven't been there forever. The Anglo-Saxons were there between 449 and, well, they were there for a while. But Britain first appears on a page of history with Julius Caesar's expedition across the Channel from the European mainland in 55 BC. Think of what I just said to you. Because before this, the British Isles were vaguely known to Mediterranean peoples. There were traders for centuries bringing in tin, gold, pearls from the island. But only after Caesar's attempt at conquest was there interchange between the civilized Europe
and Caesar landed on the southern coast. Britain was inhabited by a mixed collection of people. Again, it was an invasion. Those who he encountered were Celts, closely related to the Gallic tribes then living in northern Europe. So you say England. Well, what was England? It was a bunch of tribes. And who were the Celts? The Celts in Britain had come from the continent probably in the period from 600 to about 400 BC, if I remember my history. And they had gradually driven back their predecessors from the southern and eastern parts of the British island, right? And these predecessors had themselves at some time driven back still earlier settlers for some thousands of years. And until after the Norman conquest in 1066, southeastern Britain was the ultimate goal of all successive waves of migratory peoples who moved out from the interior to the coast of northern Europe. So what am I getting at? We're being invaded right now. The difference between then and now is that the people knew they were being invaded, and it was called an invasion. Today, it's not called an invasion. It's called immigration. And we have both parties catering to this invasion. I don't care which way you skin the cat. It's an invasion. How else do you describe 12 to 30 million people who are here illegally? They were not invited here except by the politicians who've invited them here. And now they want them to trump the citizens who have been here. This is the irony of it. The politicians who allegedly represent the citizens of this nation, instead of catering to the citizens of this nation, they are catering to the immigrants who don't even belong here. They're here illegally. So I compare it again, going back to the Roman conquest of England. And you say, well, it changed things. Many of you don't even understand where the dark Irish came from. Again, it's all about immigration. I mean, I'm a realist when it comes right down to it. You have to understand this. You have to understand the people whom the Celts drove back were the mixed descendants of many earlier invaders, some of them of the dark-haired, blue-eyed type called Iberian, still to be seen today in Ireland. Where do you think the dark Irish come from? From the Iberian Peninsula. It's all about invasion and conquest. It's about invasion and counter-invasion. But now, while the people are saying we've had enough, the rowboat is full, we're bankrupt, we can't afford it, borders, language, culture, save our nation, we have these illegitimate politicians catering to those who would usurp the citizenry. Look, I'm a cynic when it comes to politicians. And I had the same feeling 2 days after that gentleman from Massachusetts took Kennedy's seat. Many of you were screaming, yes, he's the new hope for the Republican Party. Great conservative. We've all forgotten his name. He turned out to be a fraud. I saw right through it. And I don't see any difference here. I'm sorry. Maybe on, you know, maybe 50-60% of the time you're going to get something out of any of them on the Republican side in terms of American conservative values with regard to borders, language, and culture, which define a nation as far as I'm concerned. On the Democrat side, zero. 0% of America. They do not represent anything American, in my estimation. Show me one Democrat who represents borders, language, and culture, and I'll vote for him. There is not one American Democrat. In that sense, they are all internationalists. I am not an internationalist. My grandfather fled Russia so that he could live in America and give his children and his children's children a better life. Here I am. Here I am. Man-child in the promised land, as was written. And I'm not so quick to say I'm ready to roll over for the next wave of invaders. And I don't think most of America is. I think it's a small class of not only politicians who represent a smaller class of extremely powerful business interests who need the cheap labor that are behind all of this. And let's not be children about it. I'm talking about invasion today. I started with Britain. I told you that you think Britain was Britain forever, but you don't realize that the Anglo-Saxon Britain that you think is Britain was preceded by something else. We were then talking about the Celts. We were talking about the Romans and the mark that the Romans left upon England in their conquest. Because remember, not all of it was bad. Because when the Roman Empire began to crumble and Roman soldiers were taken out of Britain to fight on the continent, the Celts quickly relapsed into something like their pre-Roman political condition. You see, before the conquest, the country had been divided up into small kingdoms, the Celtic kings, not much better really than tribal chiefs, whose principal occupation was warring against their neighbors.
And that's what it reverted to. But the Romans left their mark upon southern England with the roads and whatnot. They left some positives, not all negative. And they transformed the southern part of Britain with constructed Roman towns, the solid straight roads, which the Romans built wherever they went. Some of them are still there, by the way, in southern England. And the Romans greatly encouraged agriculture. So there were very positive influences of this invasion of Britain by the Romans. And then came the Anglo-Saxons, and I'm not going to do a history lesson here. It's order, you know, this is talk radio. We're supposed to just talk about the news or whatever I want to talk about. But once in a while, I think it's very important to put the context, the news in context. President Obama, of course, being one of the small minority of politicians who want to flood America with illegal aliens and destroy its character forever, are saying we need comprehensive immigration reform, which is a code word for a massive invasion that the country will never recover from. It is no different than any other invasion. The only difference is, and this is a very hard thing for most people to accept, is that no nation on earth has ever given up its sovereignty in the past without fighting. We in America have given up our sovereignty without fighting. We have been tricked. We've been hoodwinked. We've been embarrassed. We've been insulted into giving up our sovereignty. Every time you raise a word and say, wait, we can't afford it. The hospitals are overflowing. Why are our schools a degenerated mass where no one knows how to read, write, or do mathematics unless they're sent to a special school or such? Why are the schools a mess? They're called racist by the illegitimate forces that want this invasion for pecuniary and other reasons. And there's another element to it as well, which I don't want to go into right now, which is the far left wants the breaking up of America, wants the hegemony of America, as you know it, destroyed forever, to weaken us forever. And so, you know, you can see the results of all of this. So, you know, I take this very seriously. My entire show going back to 1994 is based upon borders, language, and culture, which no one in the world has, nobody, by the way, that I have read, and I'm fairly well read with many advanced degrees, has ever defined a nation as simply and as succinctly as I have. When people forced me in 1994, when I entered radio, to define what my show was about, I came up with borders, language, culture. And people reacted to it, saying, that makes sense. I've got liberals who tell me that they're borders, language, culture, Savage Nation fans. They don't agree with me on social policy in many places, but they agree with me on borders, language, and culture because they love America. Not one Democrat comprehends what borders, language, and culture means. Moreover, not does one Republican seem to reflect that as well. So we have a political class that is dangerously out of touch with the American people, which is why they're so unpopular with the American people, because they don't reflect it. You understand that? And now we have the question of the invasion, the great invasion, if you want to put it that way. You see, not all of us think that 30 million illegal immigrants, many of whom come here to work, all come here to work. No, we know that. We know that there's a disproportionate number of immigrants receiving welfare. I know my grandfather never received welfare. So far as I know, never took a dime. He'd rather throw himself out of a tenement than take any welfare. It was considered a shame. Not today. Today, for example, I went to Safeway, and lo and behold, as I dismounted from my bicycle, there was a woman in a full shroud from the Middle East. Only her eyes peeked out from a slit. I bolted. I actually looked as though I was peering into the darkness of the medieval. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Now, I've seen it in pictures, but here was an individual, a woman no less, completely covered with a shroud where only the slits of her eyes showed, and she had four or five children, and she proceeded to buy with food stamps and whatnot all of the special foods that she knows she's entitled to. And I said to myself, oh my God, what a country. Now the French don't accept this. The French have outlawed such costuming in a modern nation. They understand that this culture clash can only lead to bloodshed. They understand it. They have said no to it. They have banned this costuming in a modern society where women are treated lower than chattel. A camel is worth more to the average throwback in some of these countries than is a woman who is mistreated, beaten, and treated nothing more than a broodmare at best.
Savage.